He's really jacked up on coffee. Again, here's Steve.
Every day I get in the queue. To get on the bus that takes me to you.
It's like the Spicoli van. That's closed circuit for all of you out there that are old enough to remember what I'm talking about. The Spicoli van. There you go. It is Wednesday here on the program. Good to have you here. And yes, I'm jacked up on coffee again. And I feel pretty good about it. My next guest is covered in, you know, butter and popcorn and juji beans because that's his, well, that was his life's desire. Do what you're good at. Sit around and watch movies. It's Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Real good, yeah. It's the Hollywood holiday movie season continues to roll on. Dr. Seuss the Grinch did $66 million last weekend, which was a big number, and we got a whole bunch of new movies this week.
All right. Well, let's hear what's out there, what's fresh and hot off the grill.
Well, the big one for the weekend will be The Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. And, of course, this is the continuing Harry Potter-ish stories. And the Grindelwald, if you recall from the first one, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Him, that's Johnny Depp's character, he being the dark wizard. And he's up to no good, Steve. And it's up to Eddie Redmayne to save the day here. Jude Law joining the cast. Catherine Waterston, Zoe Kravitz, Dan Fogler. They spent $200 million making this movie, and it's going to be a big hit.
So who's up to no good, Johnny Depp or his character?
Life imitates art, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
So, yeah, that's interesting. People have opinions about Johnny Depp these days, but he's really not the star of this movie. That's Eddie Redmayne and Jude Law playing the Dumbledore character and the special effects in 2D, 3D, D-Box, and IMAX. Rated PG-13 for some sequences of fantasy action, Steve.
Yeah, all right. Well, I love it. Fantasy action. All right. What else is going on? What else is big?
Well, I really loved Instant Family. Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne play a couple without kids and decides that they're going to become foster parents, and they take in three children as foster children, and the comedy ensues, Steve. And I thought it was a really good poster for what it means to be a foster parent and, you know, the ups and the downs, the comedy and the drama. And, of course, you know, Rose Byrne and Mark Wahlberg are really good actors. Throw in Octavia Spencer, Tig Notaro, and you've got really a nice holiday film with some warm, heartwarming feelings in it.
You know, I think I'm more accustomed to seeing Mark Wahlberg, you know, with some sort of semi-automatic weapon in his hand, saving humanity with things blowing up. What was the movie called? Mile 22? That we, you know, that's the Mark Wahlberg I know and love.
Movies or yeah. You know, and he's in the military. But these last couple movies, Steve, have been Daddy's Home 1 and 2. same guy, Sean Anders, directed all those movies and Instant Family.
Well, there you go. So that'll be good. Good for the family. So that's always good. You get a lot of family movies this time of year. What else is on the hit parade?
Well, Widows looks interesting to me here. 94% on fresh on RottenTomatoes.com. Directed by Steve McQueen, who did 12 Years a Slave. It's got Viola Davis, Michelle Rodriguez, Liam Neeson, Colin Farrell, Robert Duvall. It's one of those revenge thriller, crime drama type movies. It's got a message about power and money and gender and race, and yet it's all wrapped up in an R-rated thriller, essentially. And so it's got me intrigued, Steve. I love movies that I don't know enough about that I want to go really check it out and find out what's happening.
Well, there's a couple of things. In fact, I just had to check. I apologize to anybody listening. I thought Robert Duvall was dead. Guess what? He's not. so he didn't die during filming. I think he's still alive because I still remember him from like Apocalypse Now and other fabulous films that he did. I'm like, wow, he is still alive. He's 86, 87 years old.
Right, I agree completely. I thought we had lost him somewhere along the way, but he's back for at least one more here. Also, A Private War starring Rosamund Pike, true story, reenactment of war correspondent Maria Colvin's life and her times in the Middle East and the Far East and other places. And then Boy Erased getting a lot of buzz for its performance by Lucas Hedges, also Nicole Kidman and Russell Crowe, the controversial church-supported gay conversion program. And that's rated out are getting a wider release this week as well.
All right. And so as we head into the holiday season, anything I need to see on the horizon and be aware of that's somewhere down the road but still coming that you're excited about?
Yeah, next week, you know, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is turned into a big release date, of course, and that means more family films. Ralph Breaks the Internet from Disney, a new Robin Hood movie, which looks fantastic. The Front Runner, which is a story, the Gary Hart story, essentially,
oh, yeah,
reenacted, as well as The Green Book and Creed 2. So, man, I got a whole bunch of movies to talk about next week, and maybe if you're not there, I'll talk to somebody else about them.
Well, there you go, and I think you'll be forced to do that. I greatly appreciate that. Scott will be here. Scott Bertram, you know him very well. Greatly appreciate it, Ron. I'll see you where?
See you at the movie, Steve.
And don't forget, the best place to buy tickets is online at CelebrationCinemas.com. Don't forget that. You can go find your tickets online. Get seated before you even get there. Makes life a lot easier. Ron Van Timmeren on his way out the door. All right, so if you're thinking about losing a little bit of weight before the holidays, it's not too late, especially if you're winding down toward the end of the year. If you've got a flex account, a health savings account, and you want to do something about how you're feeling because you feel heavy, well, you should do what I do, and that's go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. If you're ready to lose weight, if you're ready to feel great, then don't put it off anymore. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. They made a custom program for me. It was great. I mean, it was great. It worked beyond my wildest expectations, and MyPureHealth Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not the plan that worked for me, one just for you, not a one-size-fits-all, something designed that will fit you perfectly, and hopefully your clothes will as soon as you're done with the program. Go look it up. It's MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. You won't be disappointed. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you along, and they'll give you first-class treatment. I guarantee it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
I want it, broken 10 sixpence every day.